This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report on union-backed Walmart and McDonald's campaigns faced uncertain futures. The emperor with no clothes is not a pretty sight. It's almost as bad when the finger pointed him as Dave Jamieson, a labor reporter for the Huffington Post, in a piece entitled Labor Groups Are Taking on Walmart and McDonald's, But Who Will Fund the Fight? I don't have anything against him or the Huff Post, but this was a story we knew would be coming. The only surprise might be that it took so long to get here, and it still seems to catch us unprepared with our pants around our ankles. The trigger for this tale is the annual meeting of Walmart gearing up in Bentonville, Arkansas, which has also become an annual action by organizations trying to force one of the world's largest retailers to more accountability and better practices and standards for its workers. This year, our Walmart is once again on the scene, but now divorced from its supporter and financier, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, and trying to go on its own. A decade ago, UFCW did much the same thing with a competing effort called Wake Up Walmart, not so much as to organize, but to keep their brand and jurisdictional claims alive and compete with the SEIU-backed Walmart Watch and the multi-union effort we ran to prove that Walmart workers could be organized in Florida and to establish that we could stop their expansion with aggressive work and community allies both in the U.S. and India. New leadership at UFCW jettisoned the program support for our Walmart, leaving them trying to keep the flame alive, all of which seems terribly reminiscent of our earlier efforts. Jamieson asked a simple question everyone likes to hear in public about the viability of our Walmart and the sustainability of its effort without a deep-pocketed sponsor. He raises the same question about the multi-year expenditure that SEIU has made to organize McDonald's in companion with its support of the Fight for 15 campaign. SEIU has been resolute in its commitment to these efforts. Both campaigns can claim significant victories. Walmart did move on wages at the bottom, not to $15 per hour, but up to $10 across the board at a cost of billions. SEIU has seen dividends from its Fight for 15 in cities like Seattle and Los Angeles and in states like California and New York, where it has significant membership, so they can claim some success from their advocacy. McDonald's does not seem to have moved any closer to the union than Walmart has moved towards UFCW, though. Closer observers with better information than I have claim that SEIU's strategy is global, is sound, and may still yield significant organizational victories as well. And that's the rub. Unions are not foundations. They have to eventually see members and dues or some direct benefit from the expenditure of dues, or the reaction will be predictable, just as it was with UFCW's leadership change. And when it comes to funding, foundations are not a substitute for workers in their dues or workers in their unions. Foundations will shine a bright penny for a minute, but they will never double down to the level needed to get to scale in fighting giant enterprises like either of these companies. Can our Walmart create a real workers' movement at giant retailer with a strategy that produces sufficient organization and membership that will finance a long struggle? It's possible. We proved that in Florida. But that's a 10, 20, or 30-year project that will represent the life work and sacrifice of many to survive. And even surviving would, having proven the concept, still need support at some point to get to scale. The same transition will need to occur in the McDonald's campaign, but hopefully with the continuity of SEIU's support and assistance. No one else is going to finance these struggles without workers carrying a huge part of the weight. The publicity is great, but smoke and mirrors is not organizing. David Rolfe of SEIU's big Washington State local is quoted as saying, "The old model has failed several generations. We should encourage these experiments, but we shouldn't romanticize it. We still haven't figured this out." Certainly he's right, but his remarks must seem gratuitous to organizers and workers deep in the struggle. Our Walmart has proven that the day of reckoning for such experiments comes quickly, so the time for figuring it all out for all of these organizing projects remains now, before it's too late. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.